L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very.
Welcome to the Modcast. My name is Jim Russell. I'm the managing director at Carrollwood Players Theater, and you're listening to the official podcast of your community theater. Carrollwood Players is Tampa's longest operating nonprofit community theater. With one full-time employee, our organization is mostly driven by volunteers who are passionate about the arts. And we hope listening to this podcast will inspire you to get involved. You can volunteer your time, helping in the lobby at performances, or working backstage on a production, or even running lights and sound during a show. You could also help us with your donations. About 75% of our income is from ticket sales, and we rely on the generosity of our arts-loving community to help us with the other 25% of our expenses. If you're interested in finding out more about what's happening at Carrollwood Players, visit our website at carrollwoodplayers.org, and you can also find our donation page there and make a contribution. Any donation helps us keep bringing great grassroots live community theater to you. Today we'll be speaking with some of the cast members and the director of our upcoming comedy, Wedding Secrets, coming to our stage from January 7th through 22nd. This is a hilarious farce that will have you laughing and rolling in the aisles. You don't want to miss it, and you're going to find out what makes this special. The playwright, Joe Starzik, first came to Carrollwood Players as one of the playwrights in our one-act festival, and we're so thrilled to be able to present his full-length comedy, Wedding Secrets. In this podcast, you'll hear me chatting with cast members Tristan Horta, Julian Vega, the director, Thomas Paul, and cast members Chloe Baker and Luis Rivera. I'm really looking forward to sharing with you my chat with these fascinating and funny folks.
My name is Tristan Horta, and I am performing the role of Bill in Wedding Secrets. Things start going south immediately when he walks through the door. His wife, Susan, seems to have second thoughts about a lot of things, especially when she meets my mother, Betty, who is very, very cold towards her. But I love her anyway. I'm a big mama's boy, I guess is what you would call me. And then her parents come over, and it's a whole other deal.
Portray a 5-year-old child describing the plot of this play in 10 seconds or less.
So there's these people who go to this house, and then they're not very much friends with each other. And then the mom is very mean to the other girl, and then the girl is very mean to the dude. And there's this dude in the basement.
I'm going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement, 'cause I really wanna rock and roll.
I got into acting really young in school. I used to just love the plays. I would try out for everything. And eventually in college, I actually majored in pre-med. But the whole time I was thinking, I don't want to do this. I've always wanted to act and sing. So I just decided to make it happen. And I started voice acting. And along the way, I got to do roles for Nickelodeon and National Geographic, the Shark Week stuff.
I'm really excited to know that about you. I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity.
No.
So tell us about Jake. What is Jake all about in this show?
All right. Well, Jake is the neighbor boy, next door neighbor, and he brings some comic relief to the story. You know, he's not really part of the main family cast, but he kind of falls for a young lady who happens to be staying at the house.
If you could describe maybe what your funniest line is in the show, and maybe you could say it for us in character.
Okay, well, Jake's this cool guy, so it's funny to me that he has such trouble talking to the girl at first. So he has a line where, I'm fine. Taste me. I mean, trust me. Trust me.
Maybe don't bring the 5-year-olds to this show.
Well, yeah, there'd be a lot of
there's
ears
a lot of
closed.
Adult humor and a lot of implied.
Adult humor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good to know for our listeners. Leave the kids at home.
Yes.
Help the economy. Hire a babysitter. Don't bring the kids to see this show.
Especially the ending, I think.
Okay, we won't even give that away.
No way.
But that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Well, Julian, it's been very nice chatting with you. Thank you for your time. Likewise. And break a leg.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
I'm here with Thomas Paul, the director of Wedding Secrets. And Thomas is not only directing the show, but he also happens to be the current chair of our show selection committee. This is a group of people that spends the whole year reading and evaluating scripts and trying to help decide what's going to be popular. And I'd love you to tell our listeners what you felt was special about this play and why you particularly were interested in directing it.
Well, first, from a show selection committee side, one of the important themes that we were looking for in this coming out of COVID type of time is this renewal. And weddings are a perfect example of this kind of new beginning. And that's one of the things that we wanted to symbolize as part of the shows that we were selecting this season, as we're doing with The Wedding Singer later on this season. And Wedding Secrets fit that bill perfectly. It also brought in a lot of themes of family with, you know, dealing with the different bride and groom families and those different types of people. So what I found over this journey is that we've really started to find the characters. The writer of this piece has been a mainstay of some of our one-act festivals. He has a really strong way with written words and humor that really reaches a broad audience of people.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. So we're different colors and we're different creeds and different people.
All right, so hey guys, my name is Chloe Baker. I play the character of Samantha Thompson. And basically, she's like this boy-crazy teenager who gets very angry at her parents, but then when she meets a boy, she calms right down. And so it's pretty funny because she has highs and lows, and she's just a huge roller coaster of emotions.
So you're making the claim that this play is funny. Publicly, you are putting that out there.
I am publicly putting it out there that
this
is the most hilarious show ever.
It's funny and hilarious. I would like to ask you, Chloe, if you wouldn't mind, because I know you're a great actress. Could you do like a demonstration of just how hard and how loud you expect audience members to laugh? Like, I really want you to get into it and use this as an acting exercise. So I want you to be our average patron sitting in the audience enjoying this show with laughter. And go. That's it.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just
My name is Luis Rivera, and I play Robert. He's just very loving, very kind, kind of goofy. He's got that dad energy. I'm not trying to give anything away, but there's a moment between two characters that really has a lot of heart to it, and it kind of brings the funny down a little bit, so you can kind of see the truth in both of these characters and what they're going through. All in all, honesty is a big thing about this, so I think when you leave, you'll be getting a little refresher on what it means to be honest with your partner.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But
And
if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue.
Well, thanks for listening to our podcast today. I think everybody's ready for a wonderful comedy, and that's what we have in store for you with this great production coming January 7th through 22nd. You can find tickets at carolwoodplayers.org or tinyurl.com/secretscwp. We have another great episode coming up soon with interviews and songs from the cast of Once Upon a Mattress and some discussions with our actors and directors of Loose and Greater Tuna. Carolwood Players is a great place where everyone from any walk of life can come and get involved and learn about and participate in the magic of live theater. This has been the Carolwood Players Modcast. Thanks for listening. For now, I'm going to sign off and say, see you at the theater.